I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Voting results from some Russian-occupied regions of Ukraine are showing majorities of the population there in favor of becoming part of Russia. That's according to the Kremlin. These so-called referendums have been denounced by Kiev and the West. Here's what White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said on Wednesday.
We are prepared to impose swift and severe economic costs on Russia when they move forward with annexation on individual and entities inside and outside of Russia that provide support for this action.
Officials are assessing the damage from Hurricane Ian, which came onshore near Fort Myers, Florida. Neighborhoods up and down the west coast are flooded, and search and rescue teams are out trying to rescue those who were trapped in their homes. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said that standing floodwater is not safe.
Water is dangerous. Even though the storm has passed, the water that's there is still dangerous. There's debris, there's chemicals, there could be down power lines. People need to be careful. They need to stay vigilant.
This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the VIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.